Speaking of animals,
yeah,
outside, on the line with us now is, I hope I get her name right, Nehal Bueller. Are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine. So tell us, you go to the University of Winnipeg, correct?
Yes.
And yesterday afternoon, you were coming out of one of the buildings?
Yeah, so I had just gotten food for lunch, and I was coming out of the main building, the side door to go into the theater building where my next class was, and I saw someone on the phone looking, like bending down, looking under a garbage can, which I thought was kind of weird. So I walk up to him and I ask him what he's doing, and he said, there's an otter under there. I'm on hold with animal control.
An otter?
Yes.
So what is an otter doing outside right next to the University of Winnipeg? I've never heard of this.
I have no clue.
So what happened?
Well, my first instinct was to call the Humane Society to see if they can do anything. So I called their emergency response team, and they said that they can try to come and get them, but I should call the Manitoba Conservation. So then I called the Manitoba Conservation as well. And then for about 2 hours, I stood outside with the otter and another lovely lady named Dawn, and we stopped people from using the garbage can because that could frighten the otter that's underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on and off the phone with Manitoba Conservation for the entire 2 hours until about 2:15 when emergency response team for the Humane Society showed up, and there was two ladies that came and got the otter. He kind of went on a little run, and they had to go on a bit of a chase, but they finally got him, and they took him to the Humane Society, and then the conservation picked him up from there, and now he's now resting at the Wildlife Haven.
Where did he come? Did they know where he came from?
No, nobody has any clue where he came from.
So the Humane Society came to the rescue, and what, they put him in a little box or something?
They put him in, so basically he was under a garbage can, and they were trying to, like, poke him out with a net, but he went the other way and went on top of some wood. So they tried to block him in with another piece of plywood. And then he managed to get his body under a fence. And he was in between two fences in the back of the two apartments next to Balmoral Station. Luckily, the girl who was with us, Dawn, lived in one of the apartments. So she let us in. We went through into the back, and then they managed to catch him in a corner. They put him in the net and then transferred him into a little, like, dog crate type thing.
So as far as you know, the otter is safe and sound?
As far as I know, he's safe and sound at the Wildlife Haven.
Did you give him, now we don't know if it was a male or a female, correct?
We don't know.
Did you give the otter a name?
Yes, me and Dawn decided to name him Audie the Otter.
Audie the Otter. Audie the Otter.
Did you give him some otter chow? Yeah. Well, that's amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
And they're such cute.
Yeah.
I see them on YouTube all the time. They're always playing,
yeah,
sliding down the thing and playing in the water. But they'd probably gnaw your face off, right? Do you have a chance?
Yeah.
They have very sharp claws and teeth, right?
Yeah. Did the otter show any aggression to you during this whole escapade?
No, there's, like, the 2 hours that we were watching him, he would, like, flip around and play in the snow and play in the garbage that was outside of the garbage can. And he made himself little slides that he would slide on and off of.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, how cute.
So, I know.
Well, Audie the Otter.
That's great. Yeah, nice.
The station may adopt him.
Yeah.
We'll start up Audie the Otter t-shirts.
Yeah.
Audie the Otter fundraisers.
Kickstarter campaign.
Audie the Otter, ladies and gentlemen, before the start of a Bomber Rough Rider game. Audie the Otter coming onto the field. We're going to turn this otter into a celebrity. Well, thank you so much.
No problem.
All right.
That was great.
Yeah.
Thanks for being, wow, that's fascinating. I love that stuff.
Isn't that great?
Wow, an otter.